Crazy, never lost it. Now I pick her up in the Mercedes and I'm frosted. 23 and 0, we took the lead. Watch me talk shit. Everybody see me on my top dog shit.
What's up, Beat Brigade? Sasha here. Just a reminder to follow us on Instagram at National Meat Treasure and TikTok at National Meat Treasure. Subscribe to the YouTube, turn the bell on for notifications, and leave a thumbs up and a comment on all our videos. Now, let's start the show, shall we? And welcome to the National Meat Treasure Podcast with your host, Sasha, a.k.a. Lizzo. I think Lizzo's a witch. Did you hear this theory going around?
I have not.
I don't care.
Well, the theory is anytime someone
like Lizzo, but I don't care.
I like Lizzo as well, but like when people publicly shit on her, they are cursed. It was Ari Spears was the most recent, and there was somebody else who was the first one. I can't remember, but they said something bad about Lizzo.
He's homo.
Wow. Andrew Tate said some shit about Lizzo. He got canceled, and Lizzo doesn't speak about this. So I think Lizzo has magic powers. Because the thing is, it's not her supporters like canceling these people. It's just they are happening upon misfortune. So wait, are Lizzo and Lil B?
Remember if you just talk about how shitty women are for like 90 hours of content, like
bitch. Remember the Lil B curse? I'll let you guys introduce yourself before I get into the deep cuts of 2010 hip hop.
We need the deep cuts.
I do remember
it
the
is your
beakers.
Boy not Christian, not hating on Lizzo. I really don't hate on Lizzo. I just her music isn't made for me, so who cares? It is your boy Ariel, because in this revision title it is now played by a portly Latino guy from Queens. First generation immigrant. So y'all gonna have to deal with this shit, and I'm gonna be the best motherfucking Ariel with my dingle hopper. Suck a dick.
Dingle hopper.
We don't care, Sasha. It's okay. Do your thing.
Is he saying something to us?
We don't know.
Well, I am.
Sorry to the listeners. I had to get a drink. We just had like an hour-long tech ordeal.
Deadass.
It's fucking something with my computer that like fucks up on us like once every other month randomly. But I got to get some new cords, get some new stuff. We'll figure it out because I want to be irresponsible with my credit. Did you guys introduce yourself? Oh,
I have not.
No, we didn't. You just stopped us. Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, it's me.
Go ahead.
I am.
Mr. Three.
Thriller from the Three. A.K.A. Joey from NMT.
Ooh.
Now, ooh. Wait. Can you imagine?
Mars.
Do you really? So, all right, listen. Let's talk about the Ariel thing real quick.
All right.
First off, I know people are seeing the hate for Hayley Williams. Or not Hayley Williams. Hayley Bailey? Wait, no.
Yeah.
It is Hayley Bailey, right?
It's Hayley Bailey.
There's Hayley Williams.
So much confusion lately.
Halle Berry. Yeah. There's a lot going on. I've also been drinking today because it was a stressful work day. So
hold on.
Let me tell you something.
Once you get to that, I'm going to get to my next one because it's funny. Go ahead. Sorry.
So first things first, I just want to say, and again, I think I've said this on TikTok. I've said this on here. If you are seeing things you don't want to see on your internet, you need to curate the way you use the internet, because whenever these things happen where a mythical character becomes an elf or is cast somewhere that white people don't want to cast, I only ever see negative opinions because people who I fuck with are interacting with it. I never actually just like blanketly see somebody going, fuck that underwater nigger. You know what I mean? I only see it from people reposting it and tweeting it. So please stop this. Now, to my next point, do you think Lizzo should have been Ariel? Then I would have saw the hate.
What up?
Lizzo hate, you can't escape.
Hold on.
People hate Lizzo for no reason.
Okay, this is not me fat shaming anyone, but she could have played Ursula, and that would have been fucking fire.
I think Ursula's getting played by Amy Schumer. Am I bugging? No, it's another fat white woman. I'm dead ass, and it's let me look it up.
What the fuck? What kind of time is this that we're Amy Schumer? That would be horrible.
It's not a person that looks that different. No, Melissa McCarthy. Sorry, that doesn't look that different from Amy Schumer, bro. You can't say that's a far stretch that they couldn't be related.
Yeah, you're not.
Or do all white people look the same to me? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Answer is yes. Sasha does see you all the same. I kind of get confused with all of you too, because I see a picture of Chris Pine, then a picture of Harry Styles, and a picture of Chris Crisk, and a Chris Kress, and a Chris Pratt, and they all look the same. I don't know. I get confused. I have no idea how to differentiate you sometimes, especially like when you guys start switching your hair colors. I don't know what to do. But go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
I'll go for it. By the way, I have to issue an apology. I was really drunk in the last episode, and because I make the clips, I realized I talked through most of the episode. So I'm going to fall back a little bit.
It was Barrichello.
Let you guys have your time. Bro, that Barrichello was crazy. I had one of the berries the other, yesterday or the day before. Those berries have been soaking for like a month. One of those berries was like a triple shot, dude. Like those were strong as shit. And I was like, I can't eat. Like if I had to drink three of those berries, I would be fucked up. So I'm going to let you do your takes while I continue to get drunk.
Please be careful.
Okay. So like you're absolutely right, right? Like it's about the kind of content that you're interacting with and how you're going to view it. Because I pretty much escaped it for the most part, besides like, you know, what I would see is just the jokes about, you know, people getting their knickers in a twist, if you will. Whoa, that sounds way too close to something else. I'll never say that again. I apologize. because if you got those in a twist, you might be in the wrong neighborhood, bro.
Twist it on a noose, right? Yeah. Is that what you want from me, huh? Shout out. This is my like fifth glass of tequila today. I was keeping it sober to fix our tech issues, but I mean, I got a nice buzz going. I've had a buzz this whole time. I was a little sobered up from the shit.
I think I lost my relatable Negro card already. You know, it's already gone. It's definitely like a punch card, right? Like you say like two like shitty things, and then you say one thing where you go, too close, and then you're out. So I kind of escaped it until today. And it happens to be somebody that we know. And of course, it's just, you know, it's somebody who's even interacted with all of us at one point in some way. So, of course, I'm going to see the stupid discourse. Right. And, you know, I've been doing good because I've been going to therapy. I've been taking my medication. You know, I've been staying away from the Facebook, like the discourse or the Instagram discourse, just the social media discourse. I'm just not entering it. It's not my place. I don't need to spend energy in it. But this was just dumb. And it just got under my skin. And like, I think it bothers me more when it's somebody I know really enough to be like, you should know a little better. Like you have no reason to act up like this. But the end result was him threatening to shoot me in the kneecaps.
That's really crazy.
Bro, because I told him straight up, like he was being condescending in the conversation. I was like, listen, I'm not your boy. Like, don't talk down to me, bro. Wow, the Zoom is working. It is like, don't talk down to me, dude. Like, I was like, we're men, we can meet up. I was like, we both live in Pennsylvania. I know what town you're in. We could handle this. We could hash this out. Right? Maybe you see that as threatening. Maybe that you see that as like, stop fucking around. Like you can have a real conversation with me. Mm-hmm. He took that however he would. I'm just smart enough not to tell, you know, probably the dozens world of people that I'm going to shoot someone in the fucking kneecaps. Like I'm not going to give you evidence. I'm just going to give you a time and a place, and we can handle this together. We don't need to fucking pretend like you don't know who I am.
You know what's hilarious about this beef, though? The person you're referring to listens to this podcast, so they're going to hear this. And I think it's hilarious that...
I hope you do.
But this is how I know you and I are yin and yang, because I be fucking fans, and now you're fighting them. We are two sides of the same coin.
That was part of the funny thing. It's like, I shared your stuff. I was like... So let's get this right, and let's get this energy already set, right? Let's set the tone for the next 10 years, right? Just because you share something of ours, just because you laugh at something that we said does not mean you get carte blanche to be disrespectful or to be shitty and not be called out for it. It doesn't matter. Mm. Someone's going to call you out for it and someone's going to do it. If I'm going to do it, it's because I expect better out of you. I'm not doing this for strangers. I'm not even doing this with like kind of friends anymore. Like I knew him and like he's a weirdo anyway, but you know, fuck you. Don't listen to this no more. You're not definitely not the person that should be listening to this. If you think Ariel needs to be a white person because of your sensitive feelings, you really not. This is not the podcast.
You know what casting I'm mad about? Listen, I posted a TikTok implying the thing I was mad about, and I didn't really say what my issue was, but I mean, do we really feel okay with a black woman begging for a white man the whole movie? Do we really, is that the message we want to put out there? Because that's what Little Mermaid is.
Are you talking about
Prince Eric is still white. He's British, actually.
You know she's a high yellow, right?
And there's your relatable Negro card right there. You're allowed to say that as a relatable Negro.
You know she is, right? Like, okay, listen.
This do podcast does not support interracial.
Do I not understand that there's things that are wrong with it? Of course. Listen, there's other reasons why I don't like her. And it's definitely not because of her skin color or her dreads.
Wait, you don't like Haley?
Her eyes are mad far apart. Have you guys noticed that? It's just like...
Bro, that's so perfect for the role.
I don't know.
Nigga, she's literally half fish.
Scary.
She's half fish. She's supposed to have eyes far apart. It was funny. I literally made this joke like 3 years ago when it was rumored she was going to be Little Mermaid. And I made this joke to somebody like, damn, yeah, her eyes are really far apart. She would be great for the role. And now I get to say it again on air. Although, even though eyes far apart, I'm going to say this. I wish my dick was in between them because she's still pretty as hell. You know you're pretty when your eyes are fucking 2 miles from each other and you're still bad? That's crazy.
Wow. Yo, wait. What if your dick goes between somebody's eyes and they can kind of like fixate on them, or they can't see it if you're in the right spot? That's what it is, right? Like you can't see the, they're like, what's on my face? I don't know, nothing, baby.
So
don't
you're
worry
saying
about it. Like,
if you wanted a mouth rape a fish, if you do it from head on, they won't see it coming.
Nobody used the R word. We are only having
consensual sex with creatures of the sea. Actually,
consensual sex.
You know what? Speaking of creatures of the sea that I want to fuck, who plays King Triton? Because he was pretty hot in the Disney movies.
Oh, yeah, he was really hot, bro.
He's jacked. Who plays him in this one?
Yeah, no. Let's be real.
Oh, who's this?
He is wildly jacked.
Javier Bardem. I've never heard of this guy.
You've never heard of Javier Bardem?
Oh, the guy from No Country for Old Men? Is that the killer in No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Oh, man, that guy is... That's weird.
Terrified.
Why is her dad white?
Now it got weird.
Why is Ariel black and her dad is white?
What is Javier? I think he is.
I think he's probably like
European?
Spanish, like from Spain. I think
maybe
he's
under
Spanish.
The sea. Yeah, maybe under the sea, it's just random. You know,
you know what? I feel like am I bugging or in the movies were her daughters or Ariel's sisters all different races? Right.
I've never seen The Little Mermaid.
This nigga is in the studio too hard. You've been in the studio since you were 7, bro? How did you miss Little Mermaid?
First of all,
literally since he was 7.
The Little Mermaid came out in like what, 95?
93.
No, the Little Mermaid came out in like the 80s.
89. Yeah, 89, I believe.
Yeah.
It is a...
Damn, trying to even Google Little Mermaid.
Bro, they had VHS.
Yeah, 89.
Stop playing us.
I was born in 90. It was just never on when I was in front of the TV. You know, I was like Lion King and Power Rangers, you know, and other Disney movies.
I don't think most of the Disney movies, I can't really speak for everybody, but for me, I don't feel like the Disney movies were ever really on. I personally was exposed to all the Disney movies because my grandmother had all the VHSs, but like we didn't have cable, so like, I wouldn't have seen them anyway.
Right.
My grandmother had a collection. VHS, she had Fantasia, Dumbo, that really racist one with the birds that speak Spanish. The whole nine, you know,
Dumbo?
Lion King.
I think that's Dumbo.
That's not racist. Los Tres Caballeros.
I mean, is Disney allowed to write a Hispanic film? I guess there's a lot of racist stereotypes in that movie.
It was a Brazilian bird, and it was, I think it was a Brazilian person, and it was a Mexican bird, and it was Donald Duck.
So that's cute.
I don't know.
Well, it was cool.
I've existed in places where the Little Mermaid DVD was present, and we chose what Disney movies to watch, and that one was just, it never ended up being there, and I never sought it out. I was never like, yo, I'm really trying to check out the Little Mermaid. Though. So
Because DVDs came out when we were like, what, 12, 13? If you were around a Little Mermaid DVD, it was already too late. You had to see it on VHS.
Tape, my fault. By the time DVDs were out, I was like, it was about porn and music videos.
Porn, music videos, and then you always had that one. Did anybody have that like one? Because you couldn't burn like DVDs the way you burn CDs. You had to have like somebody do it, and they would burn you some porno. But like then you would find out it wasn't actually a DVD, it was just a regular CD, so you popped it in your DVD player and it just like showed the files on screen. It didn't actually show the porn. Yeah. Those were dark times, dude. Wow. You're like ready to, ready to jerk off. Like, could you imagine?
That's painful.
Like,
that's painful.
You're ready to jerk off. TV is on, dick oiled up, and then you turn your TV on and it's just a documents tab. And nothing else that you can't do shit with. .mov on the screen. Nothing else. No titties.
Let's talk about it.
I've like, actually never experienced that.
Do you remember?
I've experienced it with many things. Not just jerking off, but also just like, you know, people be like, oh, I got this movie I can download for you. And then, you know, you buy a bootleg off somebody, you think it's a DVD.
That's whack. Yeah, and it doesn't fucking work.
But you were able to put those CDs in a computer and play them, but obviously we come from the days of the family computer. It's not like you had your own personal laptop you could sit in the bed with. You had one computer. Your mom was like, hey, you're not going to sit on this fucking thing for 2 hours and watch your fucking movie or play your game because I got to make a phone call or whatever. Dial up was dark times. Does Christian have the runs? You keep getting up, bro. Where are you going?
I was looking for... I thought I had a VHS tape of like The Little Mermaid on hand. So that's what I was looking for. But now I'm going to go pee because that was a lot.
If anybody I know would have a VHS, it'd definitely be you.
Yeah, that's a fact. I agree. You know what I don't understand? I mean, it's not that I don't understand it.
They've been passed down, bro. Like I kept them.
What I don't understand about the hate. No, I mean, it's just like for people who aren't racist, right? You're actively not racist, but you care that much that you need to be upset about it. I can't understand why you would be that upset about it if you're not actively racist. Like
the only people who I can maybe sympathize with, and this will probably be the last time you hear me sympathize with the white, but the ginger community is very mad at their erasure. Because growing up, the little girls were like, because remember when gingers were like you were able to make fun of gingers? Remember the whole South Park episode, Gingers Have No Soul?
Yeah.
It was in vogue to make fun of gingers in the early 2000s. So I feel like grew up in the early 2000s, you're a millennial and you're a ginger and now you're seeing your quote unquote representation being erased as if bitches don't die, as if you don't have Scarlett Johansson already.
Right.
Then
right.
I can maybe like, I shouldn't say
so. Could have also made her hair red too.
Her hair is red. It's just the scene you saw was underwater.
Right.
So her hair is red, but it's like a brownish, different tint underwater.
Yeah.
Although my favorite post about this that I saw, and I saw this one like a couple years ago when it was rumored that she was going to be Little Mermaid before it was actually active. People were mad when it was rumored. And the funniest post I saw was this guy. He was like a scientist. And he was like breaking down what a humanoid fish monster would actually look like for it to be like scientifically and anatomically correct. he was like, well, if she, well, she would have to have gills to breathe underwater. Her eyes would have multiple eyelids because you need a pair to see above water. You need a pair to see below water, much like a crocodile.
Like, I love that shit.
Her skin would actually be maybe translucent or like a deep, deep blue. Like they were really breaking it down what Ariel would actually look like in terms of science. That shit was hilarious. Also, she would be hideous.
In terms of science, would she be hideous? Because I think I would be clapping mermaid cheeks if I see a translucent or bluish, you know, at least like humanoid person? Woman. Fish no, person? It's a human. It's a fish person with a fishussy. Obviously.
Actually, the closest scientific representation to scientifically correct mermaids, I think. Abe? I have no research on this. Would be the ones from the Harry Potter movies. Do you remember? I think it was the Chamber of It was Goblet of Fire, maybe.
It's the Goblet
they had to do that challenge.
It's the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, they had mermaids, but like they very much did not look like women. They looked like fish monsters and underwater. I think it was like above water. The fish would like sing, and it'd be like this beautiful song, and it would draw people in. But when you're underwater, they're screaming.
No, it's the other way around. It's the opposite. You had to put it in water and it would sing. But outside of water, when you opened it, it was just screeching and everybody would just close it. They couldn't figure it out. Then Harry had to go into the bath and then he opened it under the water and then it made the pretty song.
Yeah, these are very, very not sexy.
I don't remember this. I think I gotta watch this.
Yeah, this merwoman is not... Ooh, but this one picture I'm looking at from Pinterest... Is kind of a...
Can they still get the fishussy? Or can you enter the fishussy?
I mean, maybe they do the thing with the eggs. Maybe it's not...
I would rather not, but I mean...
Oh, what if you just nut all over some eggs? That's kind of hot.
No.
Right?
Hey there, meatheads. It's Christian with a quick message about Instacart. Hey, just checking before we go any further. Are you running low on snacks? Are you running low on any kind of beverages? I know I am, and I really don't want to go out there. So why don't we let the good folks at Instacart help us out? They can get your order delivered to your door in as little as 30 minutes. 30 minutes. That's pretty damn quick if you ask me. Not only that, they're offering our meatheads, our beloved meatheads, a special offer. You can get free priority delivering with an order of $10 or more just by clicking a link that is going to be in our episode description and our show notes. Again, you can look in our episode description, our show notes, and anywhere else we're going to be posting this link because we're going to try and get you to post it. This is a great way to support the podcast and help us keep doing what we love doing and that's just being ridiculous. So thank you again and click that link. Get yourself some snacks. You deserve it. You really do. You had a hard week, man.
No.
Nobody's getting turned on by coming on some caviar.
Because then what's the point? If you think about how slimy and wet a fishussy would be.
Exactly. You know,
it's probably fire.
Say it again.
So like,
say it again, Joseph.
Fishussy. Say it slower.
Fishussy. Slimy. Fishussy.
But like, oh, my fishussy is so wet and slimy.
I'm horny as hell right now. This the tequila, the fishussy. Oh my god!
So you want me to just handle it myself onto some eggs? Like that's mad. You know, I feel like I'm getting.
Yeah, I always got sad about fish.
She can
for
help
that.
You out.
So can I tell you a deep cut from my life? I remember when I was a kid. I don't know how old I was. I want to say maybe fifth grade. We went to IMAX for a field trip to see like this documentary about sea life. And the only thing I remember from this documentary, and this speaks to how horny I am now, is in squids, they reproduce by just getting together for a fucking full-blown orgy. And then they die. And then the eggs lay there. And then the eggs are born. And then crabs eat the dead bodies of the squid.
Cycle of life. I love it.
That's how we got to go. All go out. Right?
For real. Yeah. Yeah, we should go out that way.
Wait, I mean, the think Zoidberg about the way? Orgy, the stakes. Yeah. Think about the stakes, right? If you knew that you were entering an orgy and you were going to die, you're doing it all, bro. Yeah. Everything. I'm figuring out what I like at that. Put your tentacle anywhere. Like, I want a bukkake.
Whoa. I mean, well, that's, I guess, kind of the point. Right?
If I have to deal with fishussy or octopussy, octussy. wherever we land with that one, if I got to deal, I'm doing it, bro. Like, I don't know. If that's my final breath, like, it's going to happen. I'm going to try it.
Here's a dark thought. What if your last nut of your life is a whack one?
That's a foul, bro. Now, don't do that.
Let's give it some context. Do you mean like I nut and I go, damn, that was whack, and then I die? Or like I nut and then just go live my life and then I happen to die like a week later and I think, damn, the last time I had sex sucked.
Maybe either. It could be either.
I think personally, it could
be years.
We're not dealing with regret.
Right. Well, let's say something happens, right? And you get sick and it's like months, you know, later, and then you don't, because you're sick, you don't have any sex. And then you end up in the hospital and then like pass away. And then it's like, you just think like, damn, that the last time I nutted. But I guess at that point, honestly,
that's a crime.
You know what, though?
When you think about it, should be able to sue somebody. Your family should get some kind of
compensation, like, for your family.
Restitution. Some restitution for that. Like, his nut was not the nut she advertised. Obviously, he went in thinking he was going to get something, but he didn't. No,
insurance policies on.
Love that
on
you're suing people with John. With, you somehow in this reality have Johnny Cochran able to sue people.
Because he's the ultimate lawyer.
Is he? Does he still do law?
He has to be, right?
He's dead, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
He passed away. Wow,
way to mourn a black king. Thank you. listen.
Is Johnny Cochran a black king? I feel like Johnny Cochran was not on the letter.
I don't know. Like, I always thought, right, you know, because of the whole OJ thing in general, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, man, he's a great lawyer. He did a good job. And he got Diddy off, too, from that shooting case.
Yeah, bro.
But
he did not play.
Then I watched that Netflix OJ Simpson show.
Oh, is it? Oh, Netflix?
What was it called? Was it just called OJ? I don't know, but it painted him very like not a nice dude and a really fucked up dude. So I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, that's lawyers as a whole.
Right.
Thank you. Right, yeah. Right. Like, you have to. Okay, listen, I think everyone has to be. And I think we talked about this, like, we're like kind of in the same vein of like comedy. When you get to like a certain level in your profession, you're going to piss people off. Like, you have to have certain attitudes that make you that person and the best person possible. Like, I don't know how many times, and I think, you know, human society could probably count them on their hands, when somebody gets to their level, but are equally loved and respected and like they're like just overall, like, I don't know if there's somebody like that. I think that if it does happen, it's very rare. And I don't know, like, if you get to be like one of the most world famous lawyers and for getting off like somebody who like legitimately went any other way, he should have went down. Right. There was so much evidence that was surrounding and around him. He got like really like a pure slap on the wrist and only went down after he was not being represented by one of the best, you know, attorneys in the world. So, and especially being a black man, like being taken seriously, like, and for him have that notoriety, like, that dude had to do something where he definitely rubbed people the wrong way.
I mean, OJ's innocent, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Beretta black did man- that shit. Sorry, that was a Chappelle joke I won't ever do again.
Black men don't kill. They don't cheat. We don't kill. Rest in peace, PNB Rock, though.
Yo. Ugh.
Rest in peace. Nah, that's PNB a really Rock, awful man. Situation, bro. Like, I don't know which way about it, but it is
an unfortunate thing. Can I say
Roscoe's
something?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, of all things.
Ooh, yeah.
I would love to die at a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Honestly, that's pretty. That's big stuff. But also, can I say a take that I heard from someone? Everyone's posting about, oh, this girl, she posted him, like, you know, and I'm seeing people say this girl's the ops, you know, this girl's an idiot, da 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 da. You realize she didn't shoot him, right? Like, there are people who murdered this man that you should be way more mad at. And also, to be on my soapbox as I usually am, you should also be mad that we are living in a society where people are willing to steal for a possibly fake chain. You should be mad at capitalism, not some Instagram model he was fucking. All right, let's draw it back, people, and not be like, oh, she's dumb for posting him. No, you're dumb for thinking money is real, because it's not. Diamonds are not rare. I don't know if you guys knew that. I don't know if this chain was real, but diamonds are not rare. Not. Go to Africa and exist.
They're not.
Elon Musk did not everywhere. Work hard for his money. You know, we can go down the line of things.
Leave
that girl alone.
Are you saying it's never mind. It doesn't. What you're saying is not what I'm thinking. You're saying.
I'm just saying that everyone's like, oh, she's dumb for posting him, and it's like, you're dumb for going to work for fake money that you can't eat if, you know, climate change happens, which will it is happening. Yeah. I'm in Detroit and not suffering. It's still 80 degrees here and it's September, or this should not be so.
But people still, you know, are going to express their sadness through frustration and anger. Someone always wants to point the blame. It's fucked up.
Like, but I have seen literally nobody point the blame at the actual killer, just at this girl who was living a normal life. I've tagged myself places before. Caught? No. I don't think
Were they caught?
No.
That's the unfortunate thing. Like, you know, and it's like, I mean, you're right. You know, we live in a place where we value things that really aren't have any true value over our lives. So we end up, like, you know, coveting these things that put us to the point where we're ready to murder and take somebody's life, especially somebody who's, like, for whatever reason is starting to get some steam and, you know, maybe their career's starting to really lift off. And it's just like, how old was the guy? Like, he was in his early 20s, right?
He was 30.
30? Well,
30. That's still pretty young. Bro, I mean, that's so way too young to die.
That's like
way too young.
That's like younger than all of us. That's 2 years younger than me. Absolutely. That's like, you know, one of our friends.
Yeah. 30 years old. You're right.
It's very sad. Totally. I know we don't like to get topical on this podcast. We have been today. But, you know, just like I said, don't be posting nothing about, oh, she's the ops. Remember, somebody killed her and somebody killed him. Okay. Somebody killed him for a reason that shouldn't even exist in our society. Now, on that note, seen the OnlyFans business model that I really fuck with. On a less sad note. So here's the thing. Do you ever see those, like, Instagram pages that are just like hot girls being reposted?
Yes.
Yes.
I have seen those.
Glad to know we're all as horny as I am. I found out.
Yes.
I was on one of these pages looking at hot girls, and I clicked the link in the bio. Now, usually I avoid the link in the bio because I think it's some scam shit. But no, in fact, this link in bio goes to another girl's OnlyFans, but it's just hers. It's just her page. So then I went to a couple of more pages of, like, random posts of hot girls, and I clicked the link in the bio, and it's just one girl's OnlyFans. And I did it again and again and again. So the reason all these hot girl pages exist is to lead you to a single woman's OnlyFans. And some of these hot girl pages have more, like, following than the actual girl herself. And, you know, I like to cross-reference to see how the money's looking. So so if you go on OnlyFans, you don't have to sign up to see how many, like, likes are on her page, like the like to content ratio. Mm-hmm. You can, like, go to the top and it says, like, you know, 70 posts, 50,000 likes. So, you know, I see these hot girl pages that have 100K followers. I click on the OnlyFans link, and then it takes me to this girl's page who has, you know, let's say, you know, same example, 50 views, 50,000 likes, meaning that to like the shit, you have to have signed up. And then you go to the girl's page, and she's only got like 2,000, 3,000 followers. But all her pictures are in various vacation locations. So can we just dap that? Like, can we just take some game from that? Because that, do we have, yes, to start, sir, a meme page for us to blow up?
Yes. I think we do. I think we got to start like a meme podcasting page and then just keep the link tree to our shit at all times.
Well, that also is an effective way of marketing, like paying influencers to, like, you know, oh, this is a comedy page of funny shit. It's like, oh, you know, repost our shit for $30 and then, you know.
I actually did hear a couple podcasters say that they paid a meme page for promo, and I was I was gonna look into it, but I don't want to just throw money at anybody. I need to like know if the validity of the meme page, because you know, you could have 100,000 followers, but like, did you buy those to look good so other people will come to you? I don't know. So we might have to start paying for some promo out here, getting some fake views.
Yeah.
Hey,
so send us money
guy from Bangladesh hitting us up.
Send us money to Sasha's Cash App or my Cash App or Christian's Cash App, Zelle, Venmo. Send us money so we can pay for said guy.
Send me money by pigeon carrier. Imagine like a few fat stacks and the fucking birds like angles. Like, yeah. I would love
There are ways to make money from like making those like meme pages and like interest pages. I've watched YouTube videos about it, and that shit is crazy.
Dude, I hate how many boring ways there are to make money, dude. Like, you can make money from doing rain sound videos on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen those. Yeah.
No, they're making tons of money. The merchandise, listen, bro, just like the tagging is genius. It's absolute genius. It is a great model. Like, literally just upload terrible graphics. You find public domain fucking rain sounds, or you just record it for a night and keep looping it. Like, you've got like the best model. Like, it works. I put it on every night.
You know what? You know what's crazy though? It's like, you ever think to yourself, it's like, fuck, what if I could just do it for a month straight, just get consistent with the content and making it and posting it and see if it fucking works? But like, you just fucking can't. Like, there's
I can't commit myself to like downloading public domain fire crackling sounds. I just can't do it.
Hours and uploading it to YouTube. Oh my God.
I'm about to do it for you guys, and we'll just set up live videos all day.
I think for me to do it, I would just need Adderall. Honestly, the fact that I'm not on Adderall is crazy. Like, my
ADHD medication really does change shit, though.
Like,
it really does.
They're fucking me up by not adding this to my
boys. Nigga, you don't even. You're a beat maker. That shit is so boring. You don't need Adderall.
Bro, making beats
is the most boring thing in the world.
Do you know how many beats I would make a day if I could focus? Oh my God. It would knock your socks off.
Focus.
You were dropping like a tape a month at one point.
Yeah, bro. That shit took so... No. I said I was going to drop a tape a month. And I dropped two tapes and made no beats for like the next 8 months straight.
I can imagine.
Shit was
fucked. Just like, it hurts. It just like scrubs your head out of all the creativity. And
I need the pills, doc. Fuck.
Yeah, we got to get... More pills for Joseph, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna just get some Addies.
Nice cocktail.
I don't fuck with Adderall for real. I tried it. It just makes me jittery and like, cause I'm already. Thing is like, I'm already pretty focused. I just have so many things to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like, for example, like I'm not at work and then I don't like just get on my phone for 20 minutes. I'm doing my work, but at the same time, while I'm doing my work, I could also say, is this valuable right now? Or should I make a podcast clip in my lunch? Or is this valuable? Or should I like go and do some cardio so I can get these sexy man views? Or is this valuable? Or should I like, you know, talk to a friend because I, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm like drifting off doing fucking nothing. Like everything I do has value. I just can't focus on I can't decide what has value right now.
Same. I completely understand and relate to that.
Yeah,
That shit is fucking crazy.
And with that note, just
human condition right there.
Just do cocaine instead, honestly.
Right? Fuck. Mm. That's what I need to do.
You feel cool snorting some stuff?
Try some blue chews. Blue chews. Get in contact with me because I gotta talk with you boys because I'm not gonna give you free promo.
You just did.
But I can give you some good ads. I'm just saying.
Did you have a blue chew experience?
Yeah. Are you saying you vouch? Is that what you're saying?
What is he talking about?
You know?
Bro, I have never felt my member, my best friend, feel so compelled to have to keep having sex. Never in my entire life. Like a 2-hour excursion. Like, and I could have kept going, but I was just like exhausted at that point. And it was something I didn't plan for. Like, you know, like if I had the time and the right amount of hydration, then I'd probably be going for like the full four. But it was wild. Like, okay, boys, like listening, tapping, guys.
Oh, we're tapping in. This is like Patreon level content. We're tapping in.
We're tapped.
My dick was so hard for so many hours. And bro, it was like I don't even know how to explain it. It felt this is gonna get somebody, like, if you're masturbating right now, it's okay since it's episode 99 and we're about to get episode 100.
That's crazy.
Because my dick was so fucking swollen and just got it like extra inch and all of a sudden was like girthy as hell. I'm like, what did I take? What was this guy? Boys, if you haven't taken it, and if you're listening right now and you're thinking about it, once we get the fucking code up, you're going to be getting something from us. I don't know. One of you fucks is going to pay for us because I don't know, bro. I had no idea. I've been married for like 8 years with my wife and like I've never had a problem like, you know, getting hard or anything like that. You know, it's never been an issue, but I'm testing these things out. You know, I'm getting older and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And of course, everyone had a great time. There was rave reviews, 5-star reviews, constant 5-star reviews. And I didn't know. You know what? Like, you know, shout out. Because I just thought, you know, like I could raw dog life and, you know, I'd be fine because I do be raw dogging. But it was an experience, man. It was a whole, like, completely different thing. Welcome back. That was some technical difficulties. That's why we dropped off in a weird point. And I don't know if any of us remember what we were talking about, but we're back. We're adding to the discourse. I do.
We were talking about
you. We were talking about your hard dick. So tell us.
Oh, we're talking about my hard dick.
Yes. What made you decide to take blue chew?
You know, things are evolving in my life. You know, I won't reveal on the pod, definitely on the Patreon when you subscribe at $20 a month or better. you will get the full excursion as to how we're definitely not getting paid on this podcast, but we're definitely getting paid on this podcast at the same time. So like there's people are making something. Okay. Sasha is living his life. His hair looks great. You know, I mean, look at those traps. Like, I mean, like the creator is good. Whatever is out there. Look at Joseph's skin. It's dewy. There's something in the meat.
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on just there. But yeah, so you were led to take Blue Chew. You were detailing your experience. You said you got, your wife seemed to love it. Now, did she know you took the blue chew?
Oh yeah, boys. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This was a concerted effort. She was excited. You know, we have a sexual, we have a happy and healthy sexual life. The health in there is great. You know, the appetite's there. So we haven't aged. You know, she's about to be 37. I'm about to be 35. Life is good for us. We're enjoying ourselves. But you know, you still want to add some new things in your life. You know, you get to a point, you go, you know, we've been doing this, these kind of ways for a long time. What can we do different? And if you're going to try, try, boys, because that shit was wild. I have never felt the compulsion to have sex as hard as I did since I was like a teenager, I think. Like when I was like 17 and I wanted to just jam my fucking penis in something, this is almost the same level, except I had someone to do it with and it was fun.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear
that. Glad you have a good time on the performance enhancers. When are you trying steroids?
Next week. I don't care. I want to. My life, my idea for my brain is that one day I'm going to get the motivation and I'm going to be in one of those strongman competitions, lifting up like, you know, 400-pound stones and like putting them on a pillar. Like those guys are awesome. Like the shit that they make them do, like for no reason, like pulling a semi with your teeth. Like I love all of that shit. That shit is so cool to me. When you see some dumbass like holding on to like stone pillars, he's not dumb, but he's just like, he's able to like hold it down for like 15 minutes. I'm just like, what? How do you get there? Like, it's amazing. And that's my dream. So if steroids gets me on the path to start lifting up like pillars in front of people, I've talked about that fantasy of mine. I want you to see me in the woods, like barehanded, like splitting wood. Like, and you just like, what is he doing out there? Like,
he's cutting wood with his hard dick.
Bare hands. Blue Chew dick. Or Roman. Whoever wants to put the money on the game, let's get here, okay? We know all you bullshit corporate sponsors are out there. We know you need us to promote. And if you need a good candidate, there's at least... No, has everyone tried something like that on the pad? I know. Definitely. Sasha has. Have you?
Oh, don't. I know, Sasha. Don't be giving out sauce. Maybe like, you don't know what I do.
That.
All right?
You said that.
I never said
you
a said shit.
That live. You've never
no,
said that
I've
live?
I've said that my supplements that I take for the gym have transitive properties to
like that.
Stick game. You know what I mean?
I like
so
that.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Stick talk. Stick talk is back.
I take zinc and magnesium. That's all you need. That's all I got in me. You know what I mean? Little beef. The big right? beef. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Cow's meat for
that,
the testosterone.
Grass fed, right?
I don't know about all that. It seems like you...
A little bit of ghee.
You're having a good time.
Yeah,
let's say.
Make some steak and some ghee.
You're going to tell me you've never tried penis, something. Yes. You've never tried anything. I didn't say that you are on...
Listen, the subscription model,
okay?
Listen, we don't need to talk about what does and does not make my dick work, all right? We're talking about your penis for once. We talk about my dick so much. You're the star today, okay?
Listen, it was wonderful. Listen, all I'm going to say is, like, stick talk aside, it is a blessing. I think we need more, you know, it was I'm not going to give you any more free promo after this, but it was a good experience, definitely. And yeah, man, I had no fucking clue. I was busting nuts all over the place. That shit was,
you know what,
wild.
It is though,
like the whole night I was like, what is going on? Like, yo, it was wild. It was like, I had no idea what I got myself into. I was like sick the next day because I guess I didn't hydrate well enough. I was like, yo, yeah. Yeah, it was one of those, bro. Yeah.
You know what the hardest dick you're going to get is fucking somebody new for the second time, right? Because that first time you might get nervous. You don't know what they like. They don't know what you like. But that second time because sometimes you get that awkward fumble when you're sleeping with somebody new. But that second time you sleep with somebody new, bricked the fuck up. Oh my god, that's hard dick you can't replicate with a lab.
You can't. But can we talk about awkward moments in those hookups? Because I will share one on the air that just came back into my memory. I don't know. I guess I've blocked the trauma, and I'm not sure if anyone else out there has experienced this as well. But it was a wonderful night. I'll set the scene. I somehow bag a girl off of me being on a Facebook Live. This is a long time ago. And she's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. West Indian, just like amazing in every aspect of like you can possibly think. Like just a beautiful person. And we like clicked immediately. And she's like, we're all over each other. It's great. We go to, we bump into an ex of mine, which is like, you know, serendipitous, like, oh, it, you know, it wasn't a good breakup. And then she sees you with somebody that looks better than her at the moment, especially when they're like, you know, not in the best place. You know, my petty self was enjoying it. But anyway, I get down to the date. We literally leave dinner. Because we're just like that into each other, right? We're just like, this is, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, we wanna like fuck, like crazy, whatever. The energy is, and I can guarantee everyone's experienced this at one point when you just vibe with somebody, and maybe that's why you don't like Ariel being black, but you fucking incel. when you vibe with somebody on that level and like there's that sexual chemistry that comes out of nowhere. And you're able to like you know capitalize and you know brought her back to the house to the apartment. Nobody was there. I had a roommate at the time. Amazing. And we not only is it amazing, we have the best sex. Like we have great sex. We're going at it, and I'm like, wow, like this is wonderful. This is the best thing I've ever experienced at that time in my life. You know, I was like, this is incredible. How do you go through this? You know, early 20s, just living the dream. And she like asked me for my clothes. She puts it on because you know she was like laying naked, but she wanted to feel comfy in a big shirt. I was like, oh damn,
nice.
No worries, baby. You get back in. I fall asleep yes. like a baby. I wake
Throw up. Throw that shit up.
I wake up. She's gone. She folded the shirt that she had neatly at the end of the bed, like left me a note. She said like, hi, you know, I'll talk to you later. And then we spoke a couple times and ghosted me, like just completely, like disappeared from my life. Like I talked to her the next day. I was like, hey, what happened? Like you just left. You didn't even say anything. Like I must have been really out. And the project is safe. Let's stop this myth because she left Queensbridge at like 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Not harmed. Whoa. Nobody opened my door. Like nothing was fucked with. Like, bro, I was out. I remember waking up and I'm like confused. Like, did this happen? And I'm like, nah, this definitely happened. Like, it was like a great moment in my life, but right up to another terrible moment when I felt like ghosted, bro. The sad boy, bro. Because, you know, like, very much like Sasha has expressed on his own behalf, I at the end of the day, as nasty as I can get, I'm a sad boy. I fall in love really quickly. You get me hooked like that on some...
On some firebox.
On some... Like, it was like... It wasn't just sex, you know? It was like, I think it was the first time that I like we're both orgasming at the same time. And it was like, yeah, it was pure, like, raw. Like, it was fucking awesome. And like, you know, and life goes on and you experience some of those moments again. But it was the first moment that I had ever experienced it, I guess, because, you know, I'm in a committed relationship with somebody, you know, it was never like passionate like that. Like, we had fun, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't whirlwind. And then to like be ghosted, bro. Yo, sure.
Bro.
I was not ready for all that pain.
I was like, so I have not really a similar story, but definitely something in the same vein. I wasn't like ghosted. It's just, she lived really far away, but I just got to tell this story before we get out of here. Cause I told it to somebody last night and I like remembered it and I got to tell it. So at the scene. The year is 2007, maybe. And I was in DC. And there was this girl from MySpace I had been talking to who lived in Baltimore. Now, let me give a little prelim. So this girl was a very beautiful girl, right? And we had been shooting the breeze on MySpace. And she told me she had this ex-boyfriend, right? And her and this ex-boyfriend had been together like all throughout high school. We got to remember, I'm like 19, 20 at this point. They've been together all throughout high school. He said he wanted to marry her, but like shit wasn't working out. They broke up, but they wanted to remain friends, right? So she's texting me and she's telling me about this guy and, you know, how she wants to be friends because they always kind of end up in the same spaces, you know, mutual friends, yada, 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 yakety schmackety. And one night she's texting me saying, you know, I'm out to dinner with this guy. You know, we were at this event. He wanted to get something to eat. I said, cool, we can go to this diner, whatever. No big deal, right? So this guy, beautiful guy, fucking black as fucking midnight, six-pack abs, like just you ever see them dudes where like their chest is so big that that it's ripping through the shirt? Like just kind of that guy.
Yeah. Just
midnight dark, perfect skin, amazing. Look like a statue. So she's out at a diner with this guy, and I don't hear from her for a few hours. So I'm thinking, all right, she must be fucking our ex-boyfriend. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. You're just some girl from MySpace. But like, damn, that kind of hurt me a little bit because, you know, I was a sensitive teen. I hear from her that night. She tells me what transpired. She says to me, she says, listen, I'm fucked up, man. Like, I had a rough night. And I'm thinking, she's about to tell me about some sex she had with some dude. No, no, no. She tells me that she's out at the diner after some, you know, concert or whatever with this guy, her ex-boyfriend. And dude says, hey, I need to like send a text to somebody. Can I use your phone? She's like, sure. Hands him the phone. He sees all the texts from me being nasty. He goes, what the fuck? You already moved on. What the hell? I thought we were supposed to be friends. Like, you can't just be like texting guys all quickly after we broke up. Da, 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 da. And he's like, you know what? Take me home. Like, you know what? Like, I just take me back to the crib.
That sentence alone should have just killed him. Like, take me home, you bitch.
No, it was. Sorry, go ahead. It was him saying it to her. So
that's why I'm saying he's a bitch. Like,
I don't know if he had a car or not, but like, or maybe he just didn't drive. I don't know what the situation was. So anyway, she tells me that she's driving him back to his house. Right, he's in the passenger, freaking out, yelling. This man jumps out the passenger side of the car. Into the forest. She stops the car. She's looking for this man. She's like, what the fuck did I just see? Is he dead? You know, this is still, you know, her longtime guy. You know, she still cares.
Yeah.
She's
just
freaking out. So she's freaking out and she doesn't know what to do. So she's like, fuck it. I'm just gonna drive home and I'm gonna regroup and I'm just gonna like call his friends when I get there and figure it out. Right. This is sidekick days. You can't sidekick and drive. So she drives and sidekick and drive. Get on a t-shirt. So she drives home to see that her door has been broken into. She's freaking out. Did somebody rob me? She goes in her house. All her shit is disheveled, but nothing's missing except for three of his hoodies that he had left there. This man jumped out of her moving car, ran to her house before she got there, broke in, took the rest of his shit. I guess he got home and got to charge his phone, whatever, and was like, fuck you, we're done. Like, I can't believe you do this to me, da da da. Now, she's texting me this event. She's like, listen. She's like, that shit was crazy. I just had a drink. I just had a pill. I'm going to fucking sleep. So, I don't even know what the pill was. I didn't know drugs back then. So, I was like, damn. I you know, at this point, I'm emotional. You know me back then. I was a crazy guy. But I wasn't jump out of a moving car crazy.
No, definitely not that crazy.
Now, here's the thing. I had never met this girl in real life at this point until about a month later. I ended up in D.C. She lived in Baltimore. She came and picked me up. We go back to her house, right? It's me, her, and her roommate. And, you know, we're just sitting watching a movie, and this girl starts rubbing on my leg. I start rubbing on her. Roommate's like, all right, I'm out of here. Cool. We know what time it is.
Damn, the roommate didn't join in. That's what I thought it was going in. Like, I was like, damn.
The roommate felt the sex in the air and had to exit because it was palpable. With butter. So then, you know, we go back to this girl's room. Now, this girl had expressed to me that she likes rough sex. I'm a teenager. I don't know what the fuck rough sex means for real. But I'm going to give it a go. Bro. the way this girl was fucking, I would have jumped out that car, bro. Like, I'm in this girl, bro. I'm choking her with her own bra. I'm fucking, I'm biting, I'm slapping, I'm sucking, I'm bruising, I'm doing every possible move I could possibly do to just hurt, because she was just like, hit me harder, hit me harder. I'm slapping her, I'm just slapping ass, I'm biting, gripping. I'm pulling her hair so hard. I'm hitting the doggy, right? I'm pulling her hair so fucking hard that my hands hurt, right? She done nut like 2 times already. And here's the thing. I'm 19. I have no nut control. So the fact that I was this is like, we're 45 minutes in. I have no idea where I pulled this stamina from. Just God, it gave it to me. And I remember I'm hitting it from the back. I got her hair in my hand. I'm slapping ass. I know I'm like 45 seconds away from nutting at this point. Now I'm thinking, how can I coup de grace this moment, right? how can I, cause I want to nut, but I'm like, I don't want to just nut. Like I can't just like, and lay over. You know what I mean? Like we've been going at it like fucking furious animals, teenage spirit. So I'm like, I got to do something. I got to do something.
The two ancestor spirit.
The ancestors, they came into my fist, bro. And I TikTok sounded. I was like, the nigga swung his body, and I fucking punched her in the back of the head as I came, and I fell off the bed. Like, I was just like, I just haymakered her in the back of the head. I punched myself in the wrist and I just landed on the floor with like a chunk of her red hair in my hand. And she's like, oh my God, that was amazing. And I'm just on the floor, just like, what the fuck?
Bro. And then you jumped out of a moving car for her.
But she didn't ghost me. We just like live far away. Found that I still have her on Facebook last night. She's married with a child and a half or something. I think she's like pregnant right now. Hey. But shout out to that white man she's with, because she's also white. So, you know, no segregation there. But that shit was absolutely nutty. And I think we're going to leave on that nutty National Meat Treasure note.
Yeah.
I just want to see him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that for the boys. Do that for the boys. We just want to see for research.
Bro, it was she was my first person to deep throat me, bro. Like, and I'm talking like deep throating and then grabbing ass to get more cheek in, bro. That shit was like,
yeah.
First of all, I was Hank Hill assing at that point. She ain't even grabbing nothing. She's got. She's fucking. Looking like Predator on the meat. I was like, that. Bro, I remember
you just got horny, right?
I've been horny this whole time, man. That's why I'm not getting another drink.
But you just like twinged. You were like, ooh, whoa. That was a good memory. Holy shit. Like, yeah. There you go, boys.
Went absolutely out of pocket, bro. It was.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. I'm not going to say her race because it's not like fully white, but like, because I feel like if maybe she'll see this and know who I'm talking about. Because I feel like if you just tell that story, nobody else will talk about. But if I say the race, she'll know. But like, yeah, that was the only time we ever slept together. I was never able to get down there again. She never came back up. And
those are fun, man. Those are fun. Good times. I love it. It has been the National Meat Treasure. It has been a weird episode. It has been a weird day for us. But we appreciate everything. All the comments and all the views. Listen, it's getting to be a fun time. We're about to be 100 episodes next week, guys. We got nothing planned because we procrastinated and then we figured out that who cares. Maybe I'll get balloons. I don't know. Maybe I'll get a clown. We're gonna figure out something. But thank you for being along for the ride. 100 episodes is nothing to sniff at. Definitely something that we've been working hard for, and you guys helping us being consistent. So fucking good on everyone. So remember, we release episodes every Thursdays. Subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Remember that that your contributions are appreciated. We love you. Take it away, Sasha.
Yeah, and check me out on TikTok. Actually, my last post got like 100,000 views or 60,000. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, check me out on TikTok at thin.cruel.lips and at Instagram at thin.cruel.lips and follow at National Meat Treasure on Instagram and TikTok and at NMT Pod on Facebook.
And follow me at Saint Thrilla on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And follow 303 BAM on all streaming platforms and social media platforms also.
Well, it's been the National Meat Treasure. It's been a wonderful night. Bye-bye.